You're listening to the Oracle of You podcast. Each day on the show, I will share a reading from the Oracle cards. And know that whenever you are listening to this very episode is exactly the right time for you to receive the message from the cards. Let's get on with the show. Welcome back to episode 21 of the Oracle of You podcast. I really hope you have been enjoying the daily guidance that I have created and provided to you. I'm really loving how the cards of the last few episodes have really been stacking on top of each other and really reinforcing that message. Maybe that's the message that needs to get out right now. And so if you are listening to this brand new for the very first time, do feel free to check back on at least the last two episodes, because they really do firmly build on the messages of one another. Now, the cards that we've got today are New Beginnings by Archangel Jeremiel from the Archangel Power Tarot card deck by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. We have the Five of Waters card, which is from the Angel Tarot card deck by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. And we have the Leadership card from the Oracle of Unicorns by Cordelia Francesca Brabs. So let us get on with today's episode and see what wonderful messages come through. Now, the first card that we have got is New Beginnings, Starting a New Life, Finding Your Purpose, A Forgiving and Compassionate Review of the Past. We've got the Five of Water, things not turning out the way you'd hope, not seeing the positive in a situation and crying over spilt milk. And then we have Leadership, stepping into your leadership, sharing your message and inspiring and empowering others. We'll start with the Five of Water, actually, because sometimes life does not go the way that we had planned. Sometimes we can feel frustrated that the vision that we held for ourselves has not unfolded the way that we wanted. I want you all to know that you are all divinely supported and guided, and that when we have trust and belief in the universe on this level, we know that everything is happening for a reason, a bigger reason. And sometimes when we're in the midst of that, it doesn't make sense. It isn't clear. But when we allow ourselves to look back on that and realize that although it might seem like it's falling apart right now, it is actually falling into place, possibly for the very first time. And when things don't turn out the way that we had hoped or the way that we had planned, it's because there's something better for us. It's because there is a lesson to be learned here, and there's a different way of doing it that is easier and less resistant. How can you see the positive in a situation that you may be finding yourself in right now, whatever that situation is? If you can find that nugget of gratitude and appreciation, and if you can learn the lesson that is available to you in that moment and see a positive rather than a negative, if you can be the leader, if you can stand up in your power rather than playing the victim, then you will start to become more resourceful, and you will start to learn that life is just a series of challenges, but the challenges are just opportunities in disguise for you to evolve in your soul's journey. So if something's happened that hasn't gone the way that you had planned, it's probably for a reason. In fact, I would say that in every time that happens, it is definitely for a reason. You get to start a new life, you get to start again and start a new beginning. Every single moment you get to start over, if that's what you want to do. You get to find your purpose. You get to forgive and be compassionate for that which you've just been through. You get to review the past and see things through fresh eyes and with a different perspective. But more than that, you get the chance to step up as the leader that you are. You get to say, that was my story, but tomorrow is another day, and today I'm going to create a brand new life with a brand new identity, and I'm going to be the leader. I'm going to be the person to lead me out of this situation and onto the life that I do want and that I do deserve and that is readily available to me. So where can you step up into your leadership right now? Where can you share your message? Where can you share your stories of trials and tribulations in a way that will both inspire other people, but will also empower you to draw strength from everything that you have been through? We go through these things, and sometimes the most horrible of things happen to us, and we just want to forget about it. We just want to put it aside and forget that ever happened. But actually, when we allow ourselves to go there and do the work and to peel back the many layers that are available to us and to act as a leader for ourselves, when we get to save ourselves, to be our own savior, we get to save other people too. We get to bring people along with us on that journey who are on their own journeys. And we get to shine a light and show that lead the way so that they can also lead themselves out of their own difficulties, ups and downs. So the message of the cards today is that if things have not turned out for you the way that you had planned or hoped, tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow you get to start again. You get to craft a new vision and you get to get closer to your passion and purpose, and you get to review what happened in the past and be the leader that you always wanted to be, to step forth and claim the life that you will love. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I would love to know what your thoughts are. You can always email me at support@visualizeyou.com. If you are interested in subscribing or making sure you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes, then do subscribe at oracleyou.com. If you're interested in being part of my community, my world, my business lounge, my business community, whether it's for life or business, you can do so at bethhewitt.com/join, where you'll find all of the information of how you can continue this journey with me. And if you want to learn more about gratitude and appreciation and how to raise your vibration and to mine all of those amazing nuggets of experience and wisdom on your journey to this point in your life, then join us on the next gratitude journey at journeytogratitude.com. There'll be another gratitude journey happening very soon. Okay, have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will look forward to sharing another message with you tomorrow.
Hi, listener. I really hope you have enjoyed today's reading and that it has resonated with you on some level. If you ever want to find out more about the work that I'm doing in the world, especially in relation to visualization, gratitude, and the power of Oracle, then head to oracleyou.com. There you'll find information on my business club, on my gratitude journal, and my 30-day gratitude and vision building event. I look forward to working with you in the future. And until tomorrow, keep believing in you.